This controversy is not the only thing going on in New York right now. We still have the U.S. Open, and the singles tournament is heading into the semifinal rounds today. In last night's quarterfinals, tennis's number one Rafael Nadal defeated his fellow Spaniard, Fernando Verdasco. Amy Eddings, host of All Things Considered on WNYC, New York Public Radio, was there, has been watching the tournament religiously, right, Amy?
Oh, yeah.
And she
religiously.
Joined...
I love that. That's good.
I bow down to the big screen TV. Nice. Yeah.
Oh, okay, so... reason tells us that Nadal's not going to have a hard time in this match. Is that true?
Meaning against Mikael Eugenie?
Yeah.
Yes, yes. Head-to-head, Nadal has Eugenie's number 7-4. The last time they met up was 2008, Wimbledon. Nadal took him in straight sets. I just think Nadal has more experience in the bigger matches. He's been here before in a semifinal at the U.S. Open. This is his third consecutive time here. This is new for Mikael Eugenie. He's having a great year, a great run, but I just don't think he can beat Rafa Nadal.
But the last night was very emotional, having beat his fellow Spaniard there. In fact, at one point, Verdasco burst into tears. Is that correct?
Well, he was rubbing dirt out of his eyes a lot last night, and that was in part because of the wind. He was really defeated by the wind as much as by his fellow countrymen who took him in straight sets. This was the first time Nadal dropped serve in the entire tournament. 16 unforced errors for Nadal versus 41 for Verdasco. He kept messing around with his service toss because of the wind. A lot of players have been having that problem. It's a real vortex down there in Arthur Ashe Stadium.
I love the Spaniards, though. They're all so emotional. See, it's not like just
he
angry.
He was rubbing
like
dirt out of his eyes.
Oh, yeah. Well, did you see the match point that, Verdasco was beaten by the wind, but remember, he had played this in 4-hour, 23-minute, 5-setter against another countryman, David Ferrer, and his winning point was this amazing shot that he scrambled for, this hard backhand volley that Ferrer gave him. He lifts it up and over the net post and drops it in the only place that it could drop in for a winner, right near the baseline, falls backward onto the court.
So
Ferrer
great.
Lifts him up and gives him a hug. It was great, great tennis. But then he comes in this round with Nadal and the wind gets him.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about the women. They've got their semifinal matches this afternoon. We have one American left at this point. That is Venus Williams. The four out of these four women, who do you see advancing?
Caroline Wozniacki, the Dane, is looking
really
strong. You know, remember, the first three matches she played, she only dropped three games. She beat Vera Zvonareva in Montreal in straight sets. Mm. She's got a great incentive to win. If Wozniacki wins, she could pick up another $1 million to her paycheck. She won the Olympus U.S. Open Series. Zvonareva, a bit of a meltdown diva. Wozniacki has it all over her in terms of mental toughness. Venus Clijsters, Kim Clijsters, the Belgian, the defending champion. That's a little bit more interesting. Head-to-head, they've both won, I believe, six games apiece against each other. Last year, they had a weird up-and-down match. 6-love, love 6, 6-4, I think, in the quarterfinals. Clijsters won that. This could be a real emotional get-back match.
Because Clijsters
beat
Serena.
Little sister Serena last year in a semifinal in which Serena also, of course, famously beat herself by that foot fault and then that subsequent meltdown and yelling at a lineswoman that had her defaulted out of the match. So this could be interesting if Venus
Big
takes
sister
this.
Will take care
That's
of it.
That's it.
Well,
Sensible.
Let's
take care
I love
of it, Serena.
Let's talk about Roger Federer and the men's semifinals. What do we see happening here?
Well, he's taking on Novak Djokovic. That could be tough. Federer has a winning record over Djokovic, but their matches have been really tough.
They have.
And Djokovic is looking really strong. But, if it goes to a 5-setter, I just don't think Djokovic has the training
true.
And conditioning
right.
that Federer does.
He's a great personality, though, Djokovic.
Oh, yeah.
So you see Nadal and
I'm really
Federer.
Gunning for a Nadal-Federer final, and I'm hoping Nadal wins it and wins his first U.S. Open championship and gets his career Grand Slam.
Okay, so Amy Eddings is hoping for a Federer-Nadal matchup, and she's hoping for in the women's side?
Ooh, that's good. Clijsters Wozniacki. I'd like to see that with Clijsters winning. I'd like to see Clijsters do it
Amy.
Again.
Ibrahim comes in here and his predictions are kind of like, I don't know. Amy's just like, boom, 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 boom. Yeah.
She knows what she wants. She's right. A woman that knows what she wants, at least where tennis is concerned. Amy Eddings is the host of All Things Considered on WNYC New York Public Radio. She will be watching the semifinals in the U.S. Open.
I'll actually be at one of those semifinals.
My wife is going to
be up at 10 o'clock. We're zooming out there.
That's exciting.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.